Hi everyone, I'm Bastien Gary. I'm the head of the free software unit at Etalab, the DINIM department in France. And I would like to talk with you about 9,000 French public code repositories that we listed and asking the question, now what? So given that our goals are to publish and use more free software in the public sector, how do we build valuable services for civil servants and administrations on top of this data? So a quick word about who we are. We are at the French Interministerial Directorate for Digital Affairs. Our mission is to help public sector agencies using more free software and publishing their source code. We also have a mission to attract skilled free software people within the administration. We have an action plan. And we are for now a small team of three people and probably four in next coming weeks. I will come back to that. So what are we talking about? We are talking about code.gouv.fr website, which lists more than 9,000 repositories, 1,000 organizations, and 2,000 dependencies, all published by the public sector. So here it is. This is the French interface for this website. You have here the list of groups or organizations. You can restrict this list and look, for example, groups about culture, and then have the description, have the number of repositories, have the creation date of this group, and even a logo. Based on that, so this is just a front end. Behind the scene, you have this API that we're building. I will come back to that later, describing some collecting metadata and exposing them for each organization. We have exactly the same for repositories. For example, here you got the more than 50 repositories about culture. You have the last update date, number of forks, stars, and reuse, and this is part of the 9,000 repositories that we're listing. You can also filter by forge, because this is not just GitHub, this is also GitLab and many other GitLab instances that we are collecting data from. And here again, for the repositories, we have this API that exposes metadata, for example, the software heritage URL, whether it's a fork, whether it's archive, the description, the organization name, and so on and so on. What is the legal and institutional context about publishing source code in France? So in 2016, we had the French law requiring source code from the public sector to be communicable to the citizens as open data documents. In 2018, at the Interministerial Directorate for Digital Affairs, we published a policy for publishing and contributing to free software and open source project. In last year, in April, we had this very important circular by the Prime Minister at a very high political level to request a mission for promoting free software and digital commons in the administration. And this led to an action plan for free software and digital commons for and by the administration that we are currently in charge of. So what we did? late 2018, we started to list organization accounts that we found on GitHub. Then we added groups accounts from GitLab and other GitLab instances that we detected as handled by public agencies. We always rejected individual accounts. You find many individual accounts, for example, in the research sector, but we are not including them so far because we want to check that this is really published by some agency. And using this list, we collected metadata from all repositories found in this organization or group accounts. And in late 2019, we published the first website called etalab.gov.fr, and that is the ancestor for god.gouv.fr, exposing all this data. How we get there are basically manually. For a while at ETA Lab, we added organization accounts by hand and when we stumbled on them. But after the launch of the website, of course, civil servants and agents were sending us new accounts and even new forges. And with the Prime Minister's circular that we now have, ministries define new internal policies and processes requiring their public agencies to publish the source code and to report new repositories and new accounts to us. So all this continue to grow steadily. How this website is built? So as I said, the website I've shown is just a front end. It is based on this very simple text list that we used to have as a flat file on GitHub. So now this is archived because we're relying on a more structured file, a YAML file, where we try to give more information about the, for example, this repository depends on this institution's public institution. So that's data that we want to expose later on. Also, this account publishes its source code because it has this free software and open source policy that is public and that everyone can refer to. We don't have that for all the accounts, and we are still have a lot of work to do to add this metadata for all accounts. We have a Python script that fetches the data from GitHub, GitLab instances, and we have some closure code to consolidate the data, especially adding the dependencies. So the dependencies is this list, for example, where if you go there, you have the list of nearly 3,000 dependencies, and you can restrict the search and look into them. And for one dependency, for example, this PyPI dependency, then you can check and get the list of repositories that use this dependency. So here again, there is an API, and we need to get better at detecting dependencies, but we think there is a lot of potential here. So quantity is good, but what about quality? So our goal was to make a point and prove that many agencies were already publishing a lot of source code. And I do insist that this is important to have this nearly exhaustive, we want to make it exhaustive list of published source code because it gives us a to-do list. So 9,000 is not too bad, but many repositories don't have a license, don't have a description, a useful README. We are not able yet to see whether repositories is accepting contributions and who maintains the repository. What is the actual status? Because whether it's archived or not is really not enough. And I'm sure you can raise many other concerns here about what we have. What's next? We are in the process of adding public sector libraries. We want to have a dedicated tab for this because we think there is a lot of potential here on promoting these libraries. For example, on npm.js, if a central administration is publishing an open source library, we want the other administrations to be aware of it and to be the first one to reuse it. We also want to enhance the detection and exposure of all the dependencies, add better filtering for the type of dependency, and better filtering for the mapping between repositories, accounts, and their institutions. Perhaps we should add RSS feeds with all minor and major releases to increase the usefulness of the website for casual readers and to get more outreach. We may try to detect contributing files and other clues so that we know what projects are ready to get contributions or maybe what projects are already getting some. And finally, detecting public code.yaml files. So let me get into this because I'm sure many of you are interested. We don't plan to use the publica.yaml file for the catalog of recommended non-public free software out there. We have such a catalog where we list Apache software and software made by some companies, but we don't plan to use the publica.yaml file for this. And we're not sure we are going to in the future. Our priority is to use it for public source code with a high reusability potential. And we want to use it as a way to encourage and sustain the efforts around reusing this code and perhaps, hopefully, upstream mutualizations of the efforts, whether it's direct code contributions or financial effort. So we set up, thanks to the Italian online editor, we translated it into French. We set it up here, and we are using it in workshops to see whether it's useful for some of the public projects that we are close to right now, and we want to generalize this this approach. As I said in the beginning, we are recruiting someone to be in charge of Floss community and contributions, and we are glad to participate to the discussions around publica.yaml file. We have many open questions. I'm sure you have more here. Are forks interesting at all? Can we distinguish between dead forks and lively forks that at the administration is really using for some purpose? Should we launch a add license campaign because too many projects don't have a license yet? Can we use this list to detect and hire people that for the public sector, how we can leverage all this data to serve for this purpose. What about a command line interface to manipulate the data? Would that be useful? What for? Could this be used to help ministries list their own source code? Because we want the ministries to be in charge of what they are publishing, not just writing policies, but also taking ownership there and give us feedback on what would be useful. And finally, what if you had an account on code.gov.fr? What for? Would that be useful to follow some of the projects, to meet other people from the administration? But we are not there yet. So, to sum up, there is a lot of potential here, and I would like to ask the questions about you. What would you do with this list of metadata? And I thank you very much for your questions and suggestions. Thank you. Bye.